Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Good morning, my beautiful listeners. Happy Monday morning. And I am so excited. Okay, Candace, stop rattling the papers. Welcome. I am so excited to bring you all. Today promises to be a wonderful show. I have the beautiful Candace Thomas with me. And here we go. There we go. Today we are delving in and continuing our conversation regarding mediums and mediumships and the gifts they bring us if we will allow it. And today I have got on the show Candace Thomas, who is a I like to call her a psychic and an intuitive and a medium. And she will go over the differences between all three of those, because some will have some of the gifts, others do not. Yet she's here to share with us that we all have this gift. And part of the reason I believe that Nicholas is not here anymore, that Jan is not here anymore, is to teach me to trust that there is this whole other side that's willing and able and available to us. But because of our past beliefs, we have not explored it. And it's actually some of us believed at some point that it was spooky and that we were called voodoo and that it was witchcraft and sorcery. And I am sitting here telling you, as somebody who has come from a very analytical background my whole career, born and raised by an organic chemist, where A plus B has to be C, and it will be C with no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And last week I left you all, I know you're all waiting, so excited to know what my experience was with James von Prague. And I'm going to share this with you, and then we're going to delve right into our conversation with Candace, and I'm hoping that she'll be able to dispel some of the myths that are wrapped around this very esoteric, very real phenomenon. And after Nick had died, I wasn't even looking at this other side. If you recall from last week when I did talk about Candace and how my friend had wanted to see if Nick would present, and this is how I met Candace, but it was with a very skeptical sense about me. So I learned more. In fact, I was looking through my notes, excuse me, this morning, and I was looking. I met with Candace on April 2015 when she first came through to Tracy. So I didn't meet her, but I got the first reading. The second reading was in June in a retreat, because once I didn't believe Candace. And then the third one was just to really just make sure that I wasn't really going crazy. And I have to tell you, after Jan had died, it forced me to go online, and I was very interested in James von Prague, even seeing if he was available seeing if he was still practicing. And the one thing that I absolutely love about both Candace and James von Prague and the best psychic mediums in the world are that they hold true to their gift and they do not waver. And they are teaching us to learn to use that gift if we are open to that. So just to real quickly share with you, and then I'll bring Candace on, is back in August of 2016, so almost a year ago, I Googled James von Prague, and he was doing this mediumship like he always had since 1997, the author of Proof of Talking to Heaven. And he was going to be in Dallas. And I thought, well, I need to move all of my things from Dallas and clean out the apartment. So, you know, maybe I'll go see him. And if anybody has experienced death of anyone significant, close or anything, you really just kind of have to live moment by moment. Because one moment you may feel like doing something and the next you just can't. It's like you just physically cannot move. So he was going to be presenting at the CSL on 4801 Spring Valley Road, number 15. Now remember, Dallas is the ninth largest city in the country. And he was and the apartment that Jan and I shared, because he worked at Baylor, 3990 Spring Valley Road, apartment 314, same zip code, 1.1 miles away from each other, three city blocks. And there were 120 people there. I got my VIP. I wasn't sure if I was going to go, but I went into the apartment and started cleaning. And I remember putting shoes in the box as I'm looking at the shoes and kind of giggling to myself and crying at the same time, because Jan was this prominent cardiologist, and the bottom of his shoes had red clay on them. And I remember this because this was the first place Jan and I had met. And it's where we had our first date, was bicycling in the Palo Duro Canyon in Amarillo, all this red clay, 6 years ago. And then I remember picking up his shoes and looking at the bottom, and they were cracked, his work shoes. And I thought, silly, he spent so much time and energy and his money on other people. And I felt he deserved a pair of shoes, a nice pair of shoes. So all of this I'm putting in the box. And then it's getting closer. It's about 5 o'clock. And if any of you know, when you're moving and shipping and packaging and putting thing in boxes, your fingernails kind of start breaking off and you get cuticles and they hurt and they start bleeding. And so I remember going and opening the drawer and getting the fingernail clippers and taking them with me. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go to this James von Prague thing. So I headed back to the hotel and I'm going, getting my ticket, which I've already printed, making sure I know where it's at, making sure I know where the location is. And I go to the hotel, I get ready, and I'm driving to the event. And I get there, 120 people. I had paid for a VIP because I knew if I didn't want to go, or if I did want to go, I might be a little late. So I sat in the middle of these 120 people. And the first thing, and Candace will share too, do not feed the mediums, which I thought, this is something that I had never heard of. Because the reason I probably haven't reached out to psychics, mediums, or anything like that is because there is this myth that you give them your birth date, you give them everything about yourself, and then they'll tell you who you are, what you want to hear, get your hopes up, grab your money. And I'm here to tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's bullshit. And so as I went in, there were 120 other people there wanting readings as well, but there's this collective energy that I'm going to go over with Candace as well. And all of a sudden, he narrows it down. Don't raise your hand if I say you might like purple, because 90% of you may like purple. You don't give them it. It's so freaking specific. And this is why I hired Candace Thomas as my intuitive and my medium as a business coach when I was going through these life leveling events, because she was able to help me move forward in a direction, not just confident of what I knew in this 3D world, but also that there is proof of this other side. So sure enough, out of all these people, I'm the only one standing there. And James von Prague knew exactly things that nobody would know. Has somebody, and I'll do this in a blog, we're coming up on break, and then I'm going to bring Candace right in for the next three segments. But he basically said, does anyone in your family wear braces? And I'm like, oh my God, my ex-husband at 52 years old decided to get braces. Who would know that? Your son wants him to know that he died once. Please do not kill him anymore with your thoughts. The second, someone else, and these are so specific. He was with you when you were putting shoes in the box. How would he know that? I swear to fucking God, my beautiful listeners, I looked like a plant. He was there when you pulled open, I don't know if it was the bathroom cover, the bathroom drawer or the kitchen drawer, but he knew he was with you when you were clipping your fingernails. Who would have known I was clipping my fingernails on the way to the event? And then last, is there something about razors, Angie? And I laughed because I didn't want to try his Dollar Shave Club razors. I liked mine very much, thank you. But after he died, out of honor and respect for him, I ordered those razors. So you tell me the braces, the shoes, the nail clippers, and the razors. When I walked in a little late, nobody knew me. He knew. And this is when we come back from break. I'm going to bring Candace right on, and we are going to delve into this phenomena, the who, what, where, why, when, and any questions. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm so passionate about this, and I look forward to delving in more.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Beautiful listeners, on break, Candace and I were visiting and she said, Angie, that gave me goosebumps. Can you imagine that? I'm giving a medium goosebumps. Who does this for a living? So Candace, I want to bring you on. First, my beautiful listeners, Candace Thomas is an intuitive and medium. She's the author of The Success Sense, Intuition for Entrepreneurs and Professionals. And we'll delve into that in a later show as we get closer to the Bahamas trip where she will be joining us. She has and runs a thriving coaching and mediumship practice and has such diverse experiences. Candace, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here.
Yay. Thank you. Okay. So what can you tell our listeners about the gift of mediumship? Do we all possess it?
I believe that every single one of us possesses the gift of mediumship. But of course, it's the same as we can all learn how to play a piano, but some of us are master pianists and some of us are not. So I do believe every single person is a medium for your own people, your own loved ones and spirit, that you have the ability to connect with them in the afterlife or in heaven or whatever terms you are comfortable with.
Excellent. Oh, that's beautiful. And so Candace, when did you realize that you have this gift, and was it spookier than hell to share it?
You know, I had the gift ever since I was a little girl, but I didn't know that I had it at all until I was in my late 20s. So it wasn't that it was spooky, I just didn't understand, because a lot of the ways that mediums are portrayed on TV, it's very scary or it's very intense. So like you see the dead people, you hear them. When I mostly felt energy or I knew things, and which is, it's unsexy, right? Like I know dead people, who cares? Like it wasn't as obvious that that was my gift until I was in my late 20s. And then when I was actually learning mediumship, it was so, one of the things, and I know we'll get into it today, that really surprised me is it really is unsexy. It's powerful. It's wonderful. But we all get these messages. So for me, it wasn't scary. It wasn't overwhelming. I don't get bombarded by dead people or what some of the rumors or movies would suggest.
Good. Okay. And that's what I was going to ask you, is you hear about these ghosts and they only appear in scary and spooky movies. Why do you think that people are so afraid of the word spirit or spirits? I mean, I have to be honest with you, until I started delving into this, it really was never at the forefront of my mind, obviously. And I think I would have lived I think more people could live a happier grieving process, if there is such a thing, if they would allow this phenomenon or this gift to present.
Yeah, I think, honestly, people don't talk about death. To me, that's the bottom line. Nobody, at least in America, I know in other cultures or other areas, there might be more of an open discussion, but people don't talk about death. So there's this constant mystery around it. And where people don't understand or can't speak to what they're experiencing, then our imaginations run wild. And then, and also in media and in movies, it's way more interesting if you have a character scaring the hell out of someone, right? So yeah. It also go against it. And then there's no one to, like, because people don't know enough and we don't talk about it in a mainstream way, it goes unchecked. So it's a lot of skewed information out there. And also, I think some of the terms we use, but again, it's because we don't explain what those terms mean. So I could say spirit, and those of the listeners out there, I mean, 100 of you will interpret spirit in 100 different ways, because we don't go into deeper discussion about what I mean when I'm saying that.
that brings us to a great, great segue. Okay, Candace, when you are connecting with spirit, and it was so cute when we were at the Conscious Life Expo, and with millions, actually millions of people wall to wall at the LAX, if you remember, in 2016. And my son even said, and here's, you know, at that time he was 13, "Mom, she doesn't really look in your eyes. She looks like over your head." And I've noticed, is that, are you like, when you see me, do you see the spirits around me?
Okay. So my primary gift is I actually feel, so I do see spirits, but where I see them is in my mind's eye, which is called subjective clairvoyance. But when I look at people, I can sometimes see auras. For me, I get overwhelmed if I look at people in their eyes because I connect to their energy and I start feeling their energy. So for me, it's very hard to look at a person in their eyes. Otherwise, I get personally overwhelmed. So that's why I have to look off to the side. That's so great that you asked that. You're the third person who's brought that up to me in the past couple days. So I'm glad that we're talking about it.
Yeah, good. Well, okay. So when you say that it's overwhelming when you connect, like if I'm making eye contact with you, is it because it's like an overload of both what you're perceiving in their aura and what their spirits, like, can you see the spirits all around them? So you've got this bombardment of just like mass, you know, mass spirit and physical and non-physical, form, non-form, all compiled into one.
You're making it sound so cool, Angie. It's like less sexier than that. It is. So if I look at a person, and I can do it for short periods of time. So I can totally make, and I know like the social thing in America, I'm forced to make eye contact with people. But in an environment like that, where there are so many, what happens when I'm looking at a person in their eyes? And this is so beautiful and why I just love your show. And she's not paying me to say that, but I really love your show. Because everyone is so powerful. Every single person is inherently powerful. We talk about spirit, but we are spirits. We're living and breathing and walking and talking, but we're filled with this soul energy and soul light that connects straight to God, straight to source, to the universe, whatever term that you are familiar with. So it's like plugging into a battery when I look at a person, and I just start feeling with it. For me, it feels like anxiety or an adrenaline, where I'm just filled with all this energy as I plug into your battery by looking into your eyes. Now, that's fine when I'm doing readings or working one-on-one, or like if I want to tune into spirit, because your battery allows me to connect with all of your loved ones in spirit, allows me to connect with your soul purpose. Like you become an open book. But if it's just a regular conversation, I don't want to be tuned into you, you know, like I would rather just be in my own spirit, my own vibration. Right. I have my own problems. Right. So I don't want to connect to your battery, because if I do that, there's nowhere for the energy to go. So I just get super hyper. It's like drinking 1,000 cups of coffee. Well, not 1,000, but like a lot of cups of coffee. And then I'm sitting with that energy, and then I would have to exercise or expel it in some way. If that makes sense.
Okay. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And speaking of goosebumps, you just gave me the chills. I love that, because I think that's where we're all spirits. And I've been delving so into the whole energy component, because for so long, science and religion have kind of butted heads. And through this experience, I'm finding that, and you hit the nail on the head, people don't talk about death. It's a mystery. And of course, everything surrounded in this man-made earth, if it doesn't make money, love doesn't make money. I'm finding it's the fear. And so, Candace, what I absolutely love about where all this goes now is I'm finding that the really, really, really good mediums are sharing their gifts by conducting workshops, conducting online tutorials, and you actually have one. And can you go over that? Like, where did the shift go from being paid to do readings for either individual one-on-one to group readings, and then to be able to show all of us how we can tap into that gift?
Yeah, so Like I said, I didn't understand the gifts that I had, and it is my belief that there are far more highly intuitive people who could be psychics and mediums if they wanted, but they have no clue that they're even tuned in to that gift and ability. And so a little bit of my history is I was in the federal government. So I worked in the federal government for 10 years and then had my first intense experiences that was like, oh, and then I saw other psychics who were like, you're a psychic medium, which it took me a couple years to even accept. But then I started my own business giving readings. So accountant by day, super secret psychic by night. And I became compelled. And the more readings I gave, I found myself saying over and over, you have this gift too. You have this ability. And they were like me. They were a reflection where I was this accountant. And then there's this psychic saying, you can do the same thing. Well, what do you mean? What does it look like? Because it doesn't feel like what I see on TV where I'm seeing dead people or hearing dead people yet. 9 times out of 10, most people have had that, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me, but like, quote, weird experience where you were standing around and heard something say something to you in your mind, heard a person's name, and then they called you on the phone, or you were in the right place, the right time, and had this overwhelming experience like you were connecting with someone in spirit. Like everybody, well, I can't say everybody because there's always one, but the vast majority of people have had a profound mediumistic experience. And so I just became compelled in this. I don't want to have people thinking like we're on these pedestals or there are special people that only the special people can connect with spirit, because the whole purpose of mediumship and psychic ability and intuition is for people to get guidance for themselves, to be able to connect with their loved ones for themselves. It's not, and then to help other people who just need a little boost, a little hand up, but we're not supposed to be your gurus. We're not supposed to, as psychic mediums, we're not supposed to be your Jesus.
Cut you off. I'm so sorry. We're heading into break, but hold that thought, my love. And we are going to go talk about not boosting your mediumship and just sharing it. So thank you and welcome.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, and welcome to back with Candace Thomas this morning, delving in to the not so spooky other side and the gift of spirit. Welcome, Candace, again.
Thank you.
And before break, Candace was talking to us about her mediumistic experience and how she worked within the federal government and how she started realizing and people have said. And what I loved about what you just said, Candace, is that mediums should not be put on a pedestal, that you're there more as a guide. And I think this is why I changed my whole label, since we're, you know, here on earth, you got to have some labels if we're going to work and things, but I did change it from a coach and a teacher, which, you know, you think of a teacher standing in front of a classroom teaching, but I think we all are guides.
Absolutely.
And so Candace, can you tell my listeners, because I had a little bit of a difficult time with this when I was first looking into mediumship and the skeptics that I was, the difference between like a coincidence and a true message. And I'm hoping that makes a little bit of sense, because I think where I went and my confusion lie was, how do I know that this is really the spirit giving me a message and leading me in a certain direction, or giving me the affirmation that I needed at that exact moment in time, versus am I just missing him or missing them so much that I'm going to make any shit up in my head?
It's very powerful. And that's real talk. I'm going to be super real with you and to everyone listening. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. And what happens is, the problem is not that people can't get their own messages. It's that it happens so easily and so quickly that people don't trust the messages. So I will say, let go of coincidences. Now, sometimes for mediumship, like if it was psychic, I have a whole bunch of other tools. I will say, if something happens, like a feather mysteriously appears somewhere, or I would get coins, like literally in my car, there's no coins. After I do a mediumship reading, these pennies would show up right next to me, which I guess are tips from the spirit world. And I started asking for $100 bills. That hasn't quite happened yet, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for that. But it's like, and I actually have had the experience where I was talking with someone, and I'm going to sound like a crazy person, but pennies manifested in thin air in front of me. I saw them. It happened midway in front of me and dropped to the ground. So oh, you cannot convince me. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I didn't used to share that, because people already think I'm crazy enough saying I talk to dead people. But I just want to say, like, for anyone, and that's where like woo woo or crazy shit is happening to all of us, where you're thinking about someone you love and the song that they love comes on the radio right then at that exact moment. You better believe that spirit is orchestrating. It's we think in human terms, and spirit is multidimensional. They're everywhere. They are influencing. They can speak to us. They can put us in the right place at the right time and orchestrate so many beautiful events. And if you only knew how hard your loved ones in spirit try to communicate over and over and over again. And it's not because they're stuck somewhere or that they have unfinished business. It's not because they want you to do something for them. They just want to show you that you are so loved. You are so protected. They have your back and they're still with you. So passionate about it. It's a great question. So long story short, there are no coincidences. Just go with it. Don't listen to people who talk you out of your blessings, which is a very human thing to do. Like they put the doubt in your mind. Oh, well, maybe it's because you saw something on TV, or, oh, well, maybe. And it's like, don't listen to that. It's people refusing to believe how easy and how specific spirit is in bringing you your messages and blessings.
That is, oh my gosh, I want to cry and I want to shout at the top of my lungs. I want to dance, because that was just so eloquently put. And I love that. Absolutely amazing, Candace, because I not for the spirit world, but coincidences. I do believe if we live in the moment and we are cognizant of every single moment that those miracles or those signs present. But most I have found are too busy grieving and mourning the past and nervous and scared and fearful of the future that they don't see. I mean, I have to give you an example. A perfect example is yesterday, Candace. I open up my Franklin Covey because, you know, it's Sunday and that's where I go to church. But I was getting some work done this last weekend, and it was interesting. So I open up Sunday, September 24th. And at the very top of my point of view, it's her point of view, the Franklin Covey, memories are the key, not to the past, but to the future. And it was interesting because I woke up yesterday morning and I just kind of was laying flat on my stomach on my bed looking at Jan's and my picture. And I don't do that very often, but I was just like, hey, I'm just thinking about you today. And oh my gosh, I remember Glacier National Monument and how fun. And I'm like, and in a way, then I felt like I got a little bit upset. I could feel it, not upset. I shouldn't use that word. That's a little bit of a strong word. Melancholy is a good word, because I'm like, God, you brought me to all these amazing, beautiful places. And now, I mean, it's bittersweet. I had all these beautiful memories, but now you're not here to share them with. So I read this and I'm like, I wonder who wrote that. And it's right under, it says Corrie Ten Boom. Do you know who Corrie Ten Boom is?
No, I'm not familiar with the name.
Nobody's ever heard of her. So let me tell you, five and a half years ago, one of Jan's transplant patients who actually received a mechanical heart, this patient's daughter gave him this book. And now if anyone knew Jan, he was a self-proclaimed atheist to the core. Even though I tried to explain to him, you're ignorant if you believe, you're as ignorant as I believe there's something, as you are ignorant that there's nothing. So it was so much fun being with him. He challenged me on so many levels. But this daughter gave Jan this book. Corrie Ten Boom was actually Dutch. She was a Dutch clockmaker during World War II. And she helped the Jews hiding during the Holocaust and during World War II. Now, you tell me, Candace, why Corrie Ten Boom of any place, this woman has been dead for years and years and years, that I get this message, memories are the key, not to the past, but to the future.
Wow.
And if I wasn't aware and I didn't remember that event, and remembered she wrote the book, The Hiding Place. And Jan didn't read that much. I read a lot. And so he was becoming more of a reader because we were reading fascinating things. But he gave me that book to read. And it was interesting that this would pop up to remind me of that event.
Right.
And so like you would say, that isn't a coincidence. So getting back, I just had to share that because I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody's heard of Corrie. I never heard of her before then. And it just all connected.
Right.
And so Candace, can you go over the difference? Like when somebody comes to you, can you tell me what does it, if you are, can you go over the difference, the clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizant? Can you go over each of those and explain to my listeners what each of those are?
Absolutely. So most people, when you think of a medium, you think of the popular kids of mediumship. So movies like The Sixth Sense talk mm-hmm. about clairvoyance, which most people are familiar with. So clairvoyance is you see the person in spirit, you see beings in spirit, you see events. And clairaudience, you hear the person or animals, because we can communicate with animals too, animals in spirit or people, like you hear it. And again, you might see with your eyes, but you can also see it in your mind's eye. You might hear with your ears, or you might hear it. It's almost like a thought that pops in, you know, the little voice in your head, but it's like a spirit voice. And that is so different for every single medium. So how I see information is not the same as how another medium sees. How I hear information is not the same as how other mediums hear. And it sometimes when I say you hear, it doesn't sound like another voice in my head. It might sound very similar to my own voice. And this is where for people who are clairvoyant or clairaudient, they start not understanding and they don't trust that they are super intuitive or that they are mediums because it sounds like them or these random images are coming to mind. I do want to just add for clairvoyance, seeing information, a lot of times there are two categories of mediums where you might see actually exactly what the person's spirit looks like, or you might see in symbols. And a lot of people who see in symbols don't understand that they're connecting in a spiritual way. So a symbol might mean the other day I was talking to someone and they had a loved one in spirit and I saw a pipe in my mind. I'm like, oh, he smoked pipes. And they're like, no, but he had a vast collection of pipes. And if I wasn't a medium and knew, why am I randomly seeing this pipe as this person is talking about her father, I might not have put two and two together. And that's where I say stuff like this happens all the time and people don't understand it. So the less popular kids, the less popular ways of getting information from spirit is feeling it. So you can totally feel the emotions that a person experienced while they were alive, or you can feel if there were physical ailments. You can, for some mediums, can feel those physical elements in their body. As an example, someone passed once and they were in a car accident. As I was tuning into that being, I had the sensation like my body was moving all over the place, like I was dizzy because I was experiencing what they were experiencing right before they crossed over, right before they passed. Other things you might, and then you might also just know, and this is one of the trickiest things for people who are analytical, like you're super smart. People are like, how did you know that? And you will say things like, it's just common sense. And everyone stares at you like, that's not common. We never would have gotten there. For all you people, you can know spirit. So for example, somebody will just say something and I don't see anything. I don't hear anything, but it's like, I know your dad was this kind of a way. I know your dad was into this. I just know it. And how do I know? I don't know. I can't tell you. I just know it. And again, for my analytical besties out there, that's one of the hardest gifts, but one of the most pure gifts as well, because it's straight knowledge from spirit. It's not manipulated in any way, but it's the hardest to trust because it came from out of nowhere. So those are the primary ways. Some of the even less popular kids, when it
and
comes Candace, to medium.
We'll go over that when we come back. We're
okay.
Going to recall that thought, the less popular.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear about this one. So thank you so much for giving us definitions of each, and we'll be back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Good morning, my beautiful listeners. Welcome back to the show. I'm having so much fun with my beautiful guest, Candace Thomas. She solely is the reason for me delving deep into this subject. Candace, I feel like I told James von Prague this. I've told you this. I feel like I am like a medium once removed. It's interesting because I wasn't really searching. I mean, right. I think I shared last week how Tracy, you know, Angie, I'm not sure what your beliefs are. Do you mind? I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
If he appears that, but it really forced me, like, how did she know this? How did she know that? And so I want to share with you all, if you do get the opportunity to go look at Candace Thomas's website. It's Candace Thomas, and that's Candace with an I, thomasintuitive.com, all one word. And Candace, starting on September 28th, which is coming up this week on Thursday, you're starting a six-week introduction to Next Level Mediumship. And it looks like people can go online. And I'm so excited that you're doing this online.
Right. Well, it's just an opportunity to, so no excuses, because I meet so many people in different states who would like to work with me, who are having these weird experiences and would like to take it to the next level. So that's my way of connecting with folks. So even though it's online, we'll be face-to-face using a certain program. So it's not like you're getting a webinar pre-recorded. It's like we're going to be live and you'll practice with us live. And it's all skill levels, but really geared for beginners, people who are interested in becoming mediums. So
I love this. Thank you for doing this. And I have to share with you how excited I am. And even looking at the James Von Prague, in fact, James Von Prague is going to be, they're having what's called, I don't know if you probably know this, but Hay House is supporting, it's the World Psychic Summit.
Right, right.
And all the world psychic, the leaders in psychic, and James Von Prague will be on there. But it is with John Holland, and you trained with some of these people, and you know some of these world, I mean, you're one as well, but you worked with a lot of these people.
Yes. And I'm so happy you said that, because mediumship, if there are people that you have seen on TV and you love them, 9 times out of 10, you can probably take a class or a workshop with them. I would say our industry, like the psychics and mediums, it's so different from other industries, because you would, they're like the Michael Jordans, like the John Hollands or Lisa Williams. And you can actually take James Van Prague too, for sure. You can actually take classes with them. It's like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you train with like the Michael Jordans of the field? I'm so old. I don't know if he's still the best basketball player. I don't know. Maybe it's Kobe now or that might be a dated reference, but you know, like the Michael Jordans of the
field. I think you're almost 20 years younger than I am, and he's still, so don't call yourself old. But I love that you guys are sharing your gift, and it is such an honor, because I'm looking at this World Psychic Summit, and yes, you can join for free and just listen to them, because I think the key, and am I mistaken or not, I think it just has provided me, Candace, and tell me if I'm wrong, but this opens up a whole new, making it more of a well-rounded experience on this earth.
You're absolutely right. And the power that lies in mediumship, it's deeper than just getting a message. It's an underlying energy underneath, because to be a medium or to even open up to new concepts, you have to tune in to your own soul power, your own soul vibration. And once you do that, like, your world just shifts and changes. That's when the universe does conspire in your favor. It's so much more than just a message from spirit. It's really connecting to your own soul truth.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Beautifully said. Now, before we went on break, this last break, and we're in our last segment. So if there's anything I'm forgetting, please interrupt me and let me know. Once again, please go visit Candace at her website, beautiful website, which will, she's got some wonderful, she's got a blog in there that's just absolutely amazing. It's about, I mean, you've got your book that's The Sixth Sense. And let's see, I'm trying to think of what, I just wrote it down here and I'm not, It's your blog. That's it. How to Have a Great Psychic Reading. And we'll get into this in just a moment. But before before break, you had mentioned, we went through the seeing, the hearing, the feeling and sensations, and just the quote unquote, just knowing. But you said there were a couple of less popular ways in which spirit or loved ones can present to us. Can you go over that a little bit, Candace?
Yes. And I didn't tag back. So the official names for anyone who's going to like prove off your psychic mettle talking to a medium, the official names for feeling spirit is clairsentience. For knowing spirit is claircognizance, when you just know. And the least popular kids are, you can actually taste and smell spirit,
which, as I was telling Angie on break, that doesn't mean like you can taste the dead people. That's not it. It's
Thank
more
you.
Like, yeah, I'm not going around like psychically licking them in spirit, right? No way. That's gross. But a way that we taste and smell is if you had, say, a person who smoked a lot. Well, when they come around me with their energy, if they're in heaven now, they're not smoking in heaven, but they bring about the memory, the smell of cigarettes. So I can usually smell if someone was a smoker. Or if they liked, one time I was talking with someone and there's a specific type of candy. I hate it. It's gross. But as I'm giving this mediumship reading to someone, I'm starting to taste this candy in my mouth. And I'm like, oh my God, they really were into this candy. And I need to tell them to stop because this is gross. Like, I hate it. It's like, I don't like the sensation. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, they ate it all the time. That's like their favorite thing. And I'm like, great, get this candy out of my mouth, spirit person. But so those are ways that we taste and smell information. And there are people who are really strong at it. So just wanted to throw those out there. That's clairgustation is tasting and clairolfactory is smelling.
Okay, spirit. I get the olfactory thing. What did you call the tasting? Clair what?
Gustation.
Gustation. I should know
clairgustation.
A drug rep for 23 years. Okay, Candace, thank you so much for going over the differences between all of those. And you talk about smell. And it's really interesting. I had read somewhere, and this is so long ago, I don't even remember who had said it, but if we all don't believe that we are like kind of spirits in a way, just think about cigarette or cigar smoke, because that person's essence, the only way we know that person was there was through smell. So now that they've taken they put no smoking.
Right.
I do believe that that was a physical manifestation of someone's spirit because it's still there long after they've left the building.
Right.
And so it's very, very interesting. And yes, I have to agree. And there are times where I'll smell something and I'm like, what, where is that? And you actually, cause your mind wants to go find out because you know, it's messing with you.
And then all your friends are going, I don't smell anything. What are you talking about?
Right. And it's like, uh-huh. Sure, I swear to God. And so in times like that, is that where you take pause then? And is that wanting to kind of like, hey, I want you to know I'm joining you in this wine party. I'm joining you, you know, for your glass of beer.
Right. And most of the time it's, unless you're super psychic medium person, it's your person. It's someone there for you that you know. And it's simple as going, whoa, who's here? Just asking the question, who's with me right now? And you'll get a feeling, a knowing, a thought. It's, I guarantee you will, unless you're not paying attention, as you said, unless you go outside of yourself. If you just take a moment of, whoa, who's here? And usually it's your very first impression, like, oh, my granddad used to smoke a lot. Great. Hey, granddad. And again, it's not people get hung up on, oh my God, why is he here? Is he haunting the place? Is he haunting the wine garden? And it's like, no. That was just probably the only place where he could connect, where you were paying enough attention. You were open enough and present enough.
You were in the moment. Yes.
Yes.
In the moment to realize that it's a miracle. And I'm finding Zach was working at a veterinary. We're almost done. And I want to continue this so much. But Candace, she came out to the car and she goes, I know you'll understand this. You'll be amazed when you start talking about psychic and mediumship and how many people come out of the woodwork sharing their own personal stories because they know I'm really not whack.
Right.
And she said, but Angie, I'm so angry and I'm so depressed. And how come you know that Nick and Jan are right here and you get all these, I don't get any signs. And I said, because you're angry and you're mad and you're hurt and you're depressed. They don't want to come visit you and see you if it's going to turn you into crazy person.
Right.
Do you think, is there truth to that?
Here's the deal. You can be mad and you can be angry. You can be upset. Spirit is still giving you your messages. Loved ones are still doing it. The problem is she's not recognizing it.
Okay.
And when my best friend died, her dad was speaking and he was tremendously, she died very young. And when we were at the funeral in the church, he started to speak and right above him, there was this row of lights, just the light above him started to flicker insanely just above him when he was giving his speech. And then it stopped and shone brightly the rest of the time after the speech was done. Like, but he was so, and that's not negative. He was extreme grief. That was like his daughter. his past. He just wasn't aware because he was giving this profound speech. And at the time, I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, the light was flickering, because I don't know how open he was to this. But just to let everyone know, because the hard part of saying something like that is I don't want people walking away with a feeling of if I'm in my feeling, spirit's not going to connect. It's like they will. You just have to be willing to pay attention and willing to believe that you are getting this message.
Right. No, very good. And Candace, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. We only have about a minute. And in that minute, I would like you to close out by maybe sharing some things that people should be aware of when they're looking at finding somebody to work with.
Really look at who makes you, you're reading about them, because you can Google search. There's like thousands of mediums. Look at how you feel into it. So when you're reading about them, does it make you feel uplifted and happy? Do you naturally trust them? Or is there any like, I don't know, even if a friend is recommending them? Watch out for words like people who say they lift curses.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit BeyondProof.com. That's BeyondProof.com. See you next time.